Now, I'm here with Dr. Joseph Meany, who has come from the United States, if I'm correct, to the Human Life International Conference in Ireland. Welcome, Dr. Joseph, to Radio Immaculata.
Thank you very much.
Now, I met Dr. Joseph a couple days ago, and he was talking about what happened, which he'll explain. And we're very grateful to have Dr. Joseph Meany here, about how in one small city, or large city, sorry, in the United States, they were able, through prayer, adoration, fasting, sacrifices, to eliminate the abortion centers.
Yeah.
Now, this is an incredible story. I mean, what a grace. I mean, many involved in the pro-life movement will hope that, you know, maybe one can close. And that in itself is,
wonderful.
You know, we can almost say a miracle. But we'll listen now how more than one, it's actually possible to free a city from these abortion centers. And this is a great story of hope and also the power of prayer and trust also. We have to have that trust, which is not a presumption where we rely on our own forces, but to know that this is something that God would want. He doesn't want these abortion centers here.
Yes.
Let's follow on what he's asking. He says, trust in me. Come forward with humility, confidence, pray, and devotion to Our Lady. And we see how in this testimony our Lord responded. Please tell us a little bit about, firstly, your background and how you were involved in the pro-life movement.
Certainly, yes. So my name is Joseph Meany. I was born and raised in Corpus Christi, Texas. So it's a large city on the Gulf Coast of Texas, named after the body of Christ in Latin, Corpus Christi. It's actually the Spanish who came, they named the bay Corpus Christi because the tradition of the Spaniards was whenever they arrived in a place, they would give it the name of the feast day. And they arrived on Corpus Christi Bay on the Feast of Corpus Christi. So that's how it got its name. But it's a very beautiful, beautiful city. It's a subtropical climate. There are lots of palm trees. It's a little bit like Florida, you know. And a very beautiful, beautiful church there. The Catholic Church is alive. You know, they have adoration centers all over, the 24-hour adoration centers all over the diocese. They're actually building a cross in Corpus Christi. It's going to be the largest cross in North America, you know. But they have huge statues of Jesus, and it's great. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. But as elsewhere in America, abortion was legalized. And so in the 1970s, there was a thriving, but really thriving abortion industry in Corpus Christi. And at one point, we had 7 abortion doctors. 7 doctors who committed abortions. We had 3 separate centers that were doing abortions, and they were killing 100 babies a week. You know, the abortion doctors had a lot of business because, you know, Corpus Christi itself is about 330,000 people, but when you count all the little towns right next door to Corpus Christi, the metro area is about 500,000 people. And so what were we going to do? You know, what were the pro-lifers going to do? There's no way to change the law. Roe v. Wade has been imposed on America, abortion on demand, really all the way up until birth. I mean, it's terrible. The limitations in the law are very vague after the first trimester. But you couldn't really change the law, but you could convince the abortionists to stop. And so the pro-lifers there, they created a whole series of things. One of the things that they did, of course, is pro-life counseling. So helping young ladies in crisis pregnancies to find other solutions besides abortion. You know, nobody wants to have an abortion. Clearly, no pregnant mother goes to the abortion clinic with a smile on her face saying, this is, you know, the most important, wonderful thing I'm going to do. No, the vast, vast majority of people have abortions because they feel like they have no other choice. I mean, society has failed them. you know, and men have failed them. Frequently, you know, it's a boyfriend or a husband that's pushing them, telling them, I'm not ready for this child, etc. So women are not wanting to have the abortions, but, you know, if there's no abortionist, there's no abortion. So what they decided to do in Corpus Christi was to try and convince the doctors to stop. And my mother was very active in that. She's a medical doctor. She started the Crisis Pregnancy Center, and then she was the head of for the Diocese of Corpus Christi for the pro-life apostolate. And one of her ideas, kind of a brainstorm she had at one point, really I think it was a spiritual inspiration that she received, she sent a letter to the doctors. She knew them, you know, their doctor such and such performs abortions. All their names were known, you know, it's a legal business. They do it openly. She sent them a letter, and she said, "Doctor such and such, we know that you perform abortions. We ask you to stop. We think that the life of a growing preborn baby is precious, and to take that child's life is a grave injustice, that it hurts the mother, that you are going against your own Hippocratic oath as a doctor."